This is Conor Lennon from UN News. With a northbound caravan of hundreds of Central Americans reportedly crossing into Mexico on Saturday, Felipe Gonzalez, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of Migrants, has called on states not to sacrifice human rights for security concerns. In an exclusive interview with UN News, Mr. Gonzalez said that the caravan is just one example of a phenomenon taking place in many regions of the world, and discussed the expected impact of the Global Compact for Migration, the first ever UN global agreement on a common approach to international migration. Speaking to Mr. Gonzalez at UN headquarters in New York, Beatriz Barral from UN News started by asking him how the Mexican and US authorities should deal with the caravan of Central Americans.
Well, I think it's very important to consider that it's not a coincidence that all these persons are coming to the United States. This is due to severe conditions that they confront in their countries of origin. And in fact, it's part of a massive migration that is taking place, not only in this region, but in other regions as well. And states have to confront this situation, paying close attention to the human rights of these persons. So for instance, if they are asylum seekers, or where they need international protection, that should be determined on an individual basis. So I would call the states not to apply exclusively measures based on allegations of security, but to consider the human rights of migrants.
President Trump has said that he will close the border and send the army to the border if the migrants reach there. What do you think of this proposal?
Well, we can see in different areas of human rights that they are in peril when the army or the armed forces play a significant role that may affect these rights. And this has occurred extensively in Latin America in the past and in the present in some countries as well. So I don't think it is a good measure to be taken. The armed forces are not prepared to deal with this type of situation when the issue of security is not the only one at stake, but human rights are also very important.
Do you think migrants in the US, especially young children separated from their parents, have an effective access to justice?
Well, I think that there is a significant problem there in terms of how the proceedings are being conducted. The issue of lack of enough legal representation, the fact that those children who are in detention in violation of international law usually are held in places which are remote, and it is difficult for lawyers who are willing to represent them to go there on a regular basis. And also there are limitations in the legislation of the United States to reach a tribunal of the regular judicial system, and not only the immigration judges who belong to the Attorney General's office. So there are different issues that make very limited the access to justice for migrant children in the United States.
Regarding the answer that South American governments have had to the arrival of thousands of Venezuelans, is there anything that concerns you, or what else should be done?
Well, I think that the governments of a number of South American countries took a good step a couple of months ago in order to approach this migration in a multilateral way, because it's really an issue that is affecting a number of countries, and Venezuela's in many countries indeed. So I welcome this. I expect that this will continue. I also expect the countries of Latin America, as well as the US and Spain, where many migrants from Venezuela also go, to carefully analyze all those requests for asylum made by Venezuelans, and also the requests from them for international protection. And generally speaking, given the large numbers of Venezuelan migrants at this point, I would call states also to implement policies of regularization of them so as to have them integrated into their societies and enjoying their human rights.
European Union leaders agreed yesterday to pursue cooperation of countries in North Africa and to beef up the bloc's external borders to stop large numbers of migrants from entering Europe. What do you think of this policy?
Well, I was last week in an official visit to Niger and find out there the situation of many migrants who were expelled from Algeria and Libya and other countries, especially from Algeria. And this was a dramatic situation. Hundreds of them had been abandoned in the desert and had to walk for about 30 kilometers. This included some pregnant women and children as well. So I called Algeria to stop these collective expulsions. There is no individual screening of these persons, and in any event, if there are enough grounds for deporting them, this should be done in a human manner. Now, I don't think that agreements from the European Union with Algeria or with Libya, with its very bad condition at the center of detention, should continue as long as these terrible policies are being taken in place. I met also many migrants who had been held in detention centers in Libya, women who had been raped there, men and women who have been tortured in different manners, or whose relatives have been killed or sold. So it's really very problematic, this type of agreements. And they are many times in violation of the principle of non-refoulement, according to which you cannot send a person to a country where he or she is going to be in peril.
And lastly, is the Global Compact on Migration going to make any real difference in the lives of migrants?
Well, I think it is an important step, the adoption of the Global Compact on Migration, the recent universal instrument on migration, because the convention on this matter has not been widely ratified, and almost all of the countries which have done so are countries of origin. This is not a human rights instrument, but it has a human rights component. So I think it's going to be key what kind of implementation is being done to the Global Compact, both by the states themselves and by the UN network working on this matter. So I think it's an important step, and I think the effectiveness of the Global Compact will depend on the kind of implementation that takes place and the willingness of states and the effectiveness of the UN itself to move forward in this regard.